smoker.
Talk Live, take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. So enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. You can actually control the content of the site by submitting to it what you like. You can, if you find some sort of story online that you think is really interesting, you want other listeners to know about it, you want the host of the show to see it, maybe talk about it on the air, you just submit it to the front page at freetalklive.com. It then can be voted upon, and you get to vote, and others vote on the things you submit, and then ultimately we'll figure out what you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com, and please get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, we have Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
All right, so starting out tonight with the government keeping you safe from yourself. In this case, it's a community picnic.
I don't know how they did that. I've been by myself, and my family pretty much the whole day, and the government wasn't there keeping me safe.
Well, you weren't apparently feeding anybody who was not a member of your immediate family.
Uh-huh.
Because the government believes that this people calling themselves the state, to be more specific, believe that they know what's best for everybody, and that if you're going to be serving food, you've got to pay fit people for this. You've got to give bureaucrats money. You've got to bribe people, and you got to make sure that everything's all healthy and safe. Because if you don't do things right, then
because if they're not your family, you're liable to want to poison them.
Right. I mean, you could hurt somebody with that food, and bureaucrats make sure that food is safe for people to consume. Because we wouldn't. I mean, we'd be dying left and right if it weren't for the health code bureaucrats being around.
You know what's funny about this is I think of when I was a kid in elementary school, and I used to bring my bag lunch to school. Sometimes I would buy lunch, but a lot of times I'd bring my bag lunch, and my friends would do the same thing. Nobody inspected what we had for lunch, and you know what? We sat at a table, and we might even trade what we have. Oh, I'll trade you this for that.
Marcus.
Right. It's only safe for you to eat the food that your mom made for you.
Right.
But if you eat the food that someone else's mom made for them, that's poisonous.
Right. But it just, very young kids in elementary school are perfectly fine trading food, and, there's no problem there.
So apparently there was a problem, according to the inspection bureaucrats. This according to a blog over at...
Yeah, they didn't get paid.
...adistinctiveworld.net. So this is written by one of the people who was involved in setting this community picnic up. The evening was everything I had dreamed and hoped that it would be. The weather was perfect. The farm was filled with friends and guests roaming around talking about organic, sustainable farming practices. Our guests were excited to spend an evening together. The food was prepared exquisitely. The long dinner table, under the direction of dear friends, was absolutely stunningly beautiful. The music was superb. The stars were bright, and life was really good. And then, for a few moments, it felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath us, and my wonderful world came crashing down. As guests were mingling, finishing tours of the farm, and while the first course of the meal was being prepared and ready to be sent out, a Southern Nevada Health District employee came for an inspection, or should we say, swooped into the rescue to save everybody from this illegal meal that was about to be served.
Look out! We have not inspected this food! You're not safe! Nobody's safe!
Sir, it looks like we're just in time. They were about to serve the first course.
I'm interested, if they didn't come in with guns a-blazin', or at least guns pointed at everybody, did they have to even let this person on the property? Who is this person?
Hmm.
How did they get in?
An excellent question, Mark. Now, that it deserves we stop down and focus on that for just a moment here. Just because somebody...
Hello, my name is Earl. I'm from the Southern Nevada and the Health Inspection Department.
Earl, are you on the guest list? Well, let me take you off, because we don't want your kind around here.
I'd step outside. I'd close the door. Yeah. Actually, I'd... Just close the door, I think, is the best thing.
There's no reason to talk to them. Look, when a government bureaucrat comes to your door, unless they have a warrant, and I don't believe that a piece of paper with some words on it from a judge gives anybody the right to come in your home,
but they
do.
That's the difference.
If they have a
warrant, they'll kill you over that piece of paper.
They're going to come in, and they may not even knock. They might knock, in which case you'll save your door from being busted down.
Yes.
But if they don't have a warrant, all they can do is ask. all they can do is present themselves to you and see what you'll do about it. So if this health code bureaucrat did indeed just come through the front door, now they were outside. This was so he could very well have simply walked around to the backyard. And this was apparently publicly advertised to some extent, but we'll get into that. But anyway, if a bureaucrat does try to come on your property, you can tell that person, no, you're not allowed in here. And then they are supposed to leave at that point. The police, if they have a warrant, will do whatever they want. And if the police don't have a warrant, they can still come up to your home and knock on the door. You can talk to them if you choose, but I believe you're best off not.
Especially with these bureaucrats that aren't police, I think the best course of action, if you're confronted with one of them, is just be kind and ask them to leave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, the less confrontational you are, the better it is, right? So if you just confront them kindly and say, like, oh, you know, I that like you to leave or whatever you're going to say, right? They're either going to say no or they're going to leave. And if they say no, then you can inquire as to what their legitimacy is being on the property, right? And you can escalate it from there. But I think a lot of people don't even think to say that or ask those.
If somebody shows up who appears official, you know, they got a badge or some sort of paperwork with them, or even just claim to be from the state, most people will just crumble right then. They'll, oh, my, well, come right in. Oh, well, how can
By the
I
way, this
you?
Is the way Let a lot of women get raped in this country, and the way a lot of people get robbed is because somebody claims to be working for the government.
Yeah. Oh, come right in, sir. Oh, let me show you the kitchen. Let's just give you everything
Slide
that you
Slide your
want.
ID under the door.
Hmm. Yeah. So, number one, look, I'm not a lawyer. This isn't legal advice. But it's my understanding that you have no obligation to talk to these bureaucrats. You certainly have no obligation to let them into your home, to allow them on your property. Let me continue with the story. Because this was a gathering of people invited to our farm for dinner, I had no idea that the health department would become involved. I received a phone call from them 2 days before the event, informing me that because this was a public event, and I would like to know what is the definition of public and private, she says, we would be required to apply for a special use permit. If we did not do so immediately, we would be charged a ridiculous fee. Stunned, we immediately complied. We were in the middle of our harvest day for our CSA shares, a very busy time for us, but Monty immediately left to comply with the demand and filled out the required paperwork and paid the fee. Did I mention that we live in Overton, nowhere near a health department office? Paperwork now in order, he was informed that we would not actually be given the permit until an inspector came to check it all out. She
of
came
course.
Literally,
it's dangerous.
She came literally while our guests were arriving. In order to overcome any trouble with the health department of cooking on the premises, most of the food was prepared in a certified kitchen in Las Vegas. And to further remove any doubt, we rented a certified kitchen trailer, to be here on the farm for preparation of the meals.
Wow.
So these people were just going above and beyond what should be necessary to do anything. The inspector, Mary Oakes, clearly not the one in charge of the inspection, as she was constantly on the phone with her superior, Susan somebody, who was calling the shots from who knows where. We were told our food was unfit for consumption and demanded that we call off the event because, number one, some of the prepared food packages did not have labels on them.
Oh, my God, there's no label on that. It must be poisonous.
Now, according to her, the code in the government's case actually allows for this if it's to be consumed within 72 hours. Number two, some of the meat was not USDA certified. Did I mention, she says, that this was a farm-to-fork meal, so they were using their own meat?
Yep.
Their friends' own meat.
So, when I take my pigs, I take them to a place that will do USDA processing, but I have them what they call custom done. Now, my stuff comes out wrapped in white paper. Like, we used to get meat when I was a kid. We'd go to the local, store. It had chips and drinks, and then it had a butcher shop in the back, and we'd get our meat there, and it would come out wrapped in white wax paper, or whatever, some kind of paper, and that's the way we'd eat our meat. That's how my meat comes, but you certainly can't serve that.
The absurdities continue in this case, and we will share more of it with you here in moments. 855, 450-free. These, you know, farm foodie types were having themselves a dinner, and they thought everything was going smoothly. They'd gotten what they considered was the permission from the state. They jumped through all these stupid legal hoops, and then this state inspector comes up and rains on the parade. We'll continue with the story in moments. 855, 450-free. Of course, it's all in the name of your safety.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-514-5947. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-514-5947. That's 1-800-514-5947. Call 1-800-514-5947.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk
Talk Live. Take control. It's here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Aren't you just grateful for these government bureaucrats? I mean, showing up at this dinner with these folks that were having they were trying to have a farm fresh dinner and invite a bunch of friends to their party, to their farm. They had a big old table set up in the backyard and just kind of stretched out for quite a ways. And, man, they were ready to serve that first course. And then the government bureaucrat showed up when the guests were arriving and ruined everything. We're going to get back into that story here in moments. I today installed ProXBN on the main studio computer. I previously installed it on my laptop. And ProXBN is something that I'm blown away by. I thought for sure when I asked the question of the CEO right toward the end of our interview with him earlier this week on your Edgington Postmark, I thought that when I asked him if you have to buy a different ProXBN account basically for every computer you had, I thought he was going to say yeah. Because ProXBN is so affordable.
That's how it is with apps, right?
Right. Like, yeah, you're
that's
only
how it is with
one
Microsoft
license.
Office.
Right, one license per computer is supposed to be the idea, right, generally. But that's not the case with ProXBN. This is a product that is essentially a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection. It works Mac, Windows, or Linux. So, Marcus, you're a Mac guy. You could totally get ProXBN. It creates a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. So everything you use on the internet can go through this and essentially creates anonymity for you. It protects your location. So you can be in a place, for instance, that might actually like be another country where they restrict the internet access.
It's
not if you have ProXBN, because to the websites you're visiting, if you're using ProXBN, it looks like you're coming from their servers in whichever location you choose, because there's multiple.
And it secures you from your computer to the website, essentially.
That's correct.
Now, this name, it's XPN, P as in Peter.
ProXPN.
ProXPN. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Learn a lot more about this. I mean, take the time to go read about it. Get signed up and try the free trial account. They have 2 million people using free accounts. This is a serious business. Now, you're going to want to go up from the free account, because when you upgrade to premium, there's unlimited bandwidth available to you. There's also one of the other things that you get with a premium account is torrents. So you want to do torrenting. That's restricted from the free account. But if you want to do torrenting, you can use the premium account with that. Nothing is restricted on the premium account. You can even use Tor over ProXBN if you want an extra layer of super anonymity to your surfing. But it's really impressive to me. You can use our code FTL20, and you get 20% off their already shockingly low prices.
For life.
Yeah, you can break this down. If you buy the year package, you get the 20% off deal. You can get it down to about $5 a month. And that's why I was shocked when he said, yeah, you can use this on multiple devices. You can put their app on your smartphone, your iPhone, or your Android phone. You can put their app on your laptop. You can put it on your desktop. It doesn't matter.
This is likely less than 10% of what you pay for internet connectivity already.
Yeah.
And it's to have this level of security and anonymity or whatever it is that you want beyond that. But
go check it out. There's a 7-day guarantee, so you can return it for a full refund if you are, for whatever reason, not satisfied. But I totally am blown away by this. ProXPN.com/FTL and use our code FTL and the number 20 to get 20% off for life. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are talking about the health department. They have come in, swooped in to the rescue of these people who were about to eat a farm-fresh meal at the farm where they'd set up a community dinner. And they actually had jumped through some of these government hoops beforehand, begging for a permission slip. But they apparently had to send an inspector out before they would give them that permission slip. So this inspector shows up and basically demands they call off the event because, we give you the first two reasons, that the meat, some of it was not USDA certified, because it came off the farm. Number three, some of the food that was prepared in advance was not up to temperature at the time of inspection. It was being prepared to be brought to proper temperature for serving when the inspection occurred, so it hadn't gotten there yet. Number four, even the vegetables prepared in advance had to be thrown out because they were cut and were then considered a biohazard.
Oh, yes. Whenever you cut a vegetable, that instantly becomes a biohazard.
It's radiation. It spews out hydrochloric acid right in your eye.
Number five, we didn't have receipts for our food. Remember,
This food came from farms, not from the supermarket.
Do you suppose the receipts that come from farm food, do you think that that's the plant itself spits out the receipt, or do you think that an angel comes down from heaven to give you one?
On that one, they should have said, hold on a second, I do have a receipt, and then they should have just written it out.
Yeah, they're the farm, right?
So ridiculous. I mean, basically, all these rules are set up to where if you're going to have a, if you're going to have a legal dinner of some sort, that you have to go through the system. You got to go to the grocery store. You got to get a receipt. You've got to have the USDA certified beef. You got to go through the official food markets.
And this sounds like rules that were put in place by companies that mm-hmm. would benefit from these rules being in place. And that's often
so
what
common.
We see with these federal and state rules. Their laws that they pass. It's the influence of the companies that are going to benefit from them. And they just pay the politicians to pass them.
So at this time, after being given the reasons why they had to shut it down, Monty, who's one of the farmers, tried to reason with Susan, the bureaucrat in this case, to find a possible solution for the problem. Because, again, this is literally right before the first course is being served.
Sure, what else is he going to do? Reason, he's pleading.
Yeah, so he suggested turning the event from a public event to a private event by allowing the guests to become part of our farm club, thus eliminating any jurisdiction or responsibility on their part. This idea infuriated Susan, and she threatened that if we did not comply, the police would be called and personally escort our guests off the property. This is
Wait a second. How in the world can they kick the guests off the property? Like, look, she can say
whatever she wants.
She can say whatever she wants about the food, but this lady doesn't give, I mean, she doesn't decide where people go. I mean, think of the hubris here. Mm-hmm. This is a government food bureaucrat, and she says that these people can't be here. That's what, I mean, you've seen it over and over again, Ian. Once these people work for the government, I don't care if they're a janitor pushing a broom around, they think they work for God.
Well, think
and
about
that they can do whatever they want.
From her perspective, though, if she just leaves and then the people are still there, they could start eating.
They are
going to
eat.
Right?
Well, and this guy is like, hey, he's basically taking it from the approach of, I realize that this is just a bunch of nonsense, so how about we just go about it a different nonsensical way? And she, of course, is infuriated because it just points out how nonsensical the whole thing is, that if it was private and not public, that all of her silly rules and her freaking out wouldn't matter a whit.
Right, and she knows that this is true, that if you got them to sign up for the club right then and there, mm-hmm. there's nothing that they could do, because he's allowed to serve food to these people, likely as a club, but there's a whole different set of rules for clubs.
And that's what infuriated her and why she freaked out, is because he rightfully pointed out how ridiculous those rules are.
So that's right. I mean, she wasn't respecting his authority.
That's right.
Well,
by the way, drink.
Respecting authority thing's only supposed to work one way, Mark, not the other way.
Right.
855-450-FREE. You don't have authority. You're just a subject, according to the government bureaucrats. So there's more to the story, as you might imagine. We will continue it here in moments. And you are welcome to share your thoughts with us on this or anything that's on your mind. And maybe you agree with the health code, this health department bureaucrat. Sure, would love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Femme and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You take control here toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on the website at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways that are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that charge you for their sites. We do it free. So enjoy. Those features, by the way, include listening options. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can listen to any one of those streams any time, day or night. 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there for you for free at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about our over 120 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've got satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as the free-to-air channel brought to you by Bitcoin. Plus, our webcam and the listen lines. Go and learn more about how to get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
It's been hard to turn cash into bitcoins recently. All the companies that were doing that are basically not doing it right now. I don't know if some of them are out of business, some of them are sort of on hiatus. But that's why I'm happy to tell you about cashintocoins.com. It's safe, fast, legal, easy, inexpensive, and the best part, the customer service is their top priority. With cashintocoins.com, you can go to any Wells Fargo in the U.S., deposit money, and within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you'll get your bitcoins. As a matter of fact, tomorrow it's fee-free Fridays. They've got no fees for the first $100,000 in orders on Friday.
Wow.
They're doing some business over there at cashintocoins.com.
Yeah, I guess so.
And by the way, they do credit unions now, too. So you can go to your credit union and...
Hold up. What?
Yep. Remember how Daryl talked about credit unions on Tuesday, maybe? Yep, he got credit unions done. This is how fast Will works at CashIntoCoins.com.
Damn.
Now, I want to tell you how legal Will is. He's a registered money exchange business with the U.S. government. Currently, he has the only legal way to buy bitcoins for cash in the U.S. You don't have to worry about trusting an anonymous third party or website with your money. As a money exchanger, all of his finances are documented and transactions must be accounted for, and he has to undergo periodic third-party audits. Now, look, I wouldn't want to be a licensed money exchange with the government, but I can appreciate that the company that with which I'm doing business does have to do that. It's cashintocoins.com, and I'm excited about this. I can't wait to try it out at my credit union. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just going to give you a little bit more about what happened to these poor folks on a farm. They were having a dinner. It was open to the public. People who, for instance, might have purchased something from the farm in the past, as a lot of farms do. They sell things to the public. And so they came up with this event. They went through and jumped through some hoops because some bureaucrat called to threaten them a couple days before the event. So they went and they got themselves the permission slip paperwork from the health department, which they filled out and paid whatever arbitrary fee was demanded of them. They then sent an inspector over to their party. And then the inspector basically told them that they're going to have to shut it down because they didn't jump through all of the bureaucratically designated hoops, like having all of their meat USDA certified, which, of course, is ridiculous considering they grew their own meat. It was also told, they were also told that...
That's really how it's processed, by the way. It has nothing, USDA doesn't really have anything to do with the way it was raised.
Right, but they grew it and they slaughtered it, meaning it didn't go to any kind of FDA or USDA process at all, and nor should it. Anyway, they also didn't have receipts for their food and a few other ridiculous reasons. So this bureaucrat is there telling them, look, you can't change this to a private party, which is what they thought they could maybe do, because it was public, maybe to make it private and then have everybody sign up, basically, to be members of the farm at that point. And the bureaucrat freaked out, saying she was going to call the police if they didn't do as she was demanding, which was to destroy the meal. The story continues here from adistinctiveworld.net. I can't tell you how sick to my stomach I was watching that first dish of mint lamb meatballs hit the bottom of the unsanitized trash can.
God.
Here we were with guests who had paid in advance.
Why couldn't they keep the food and eat it themselves?
That question will be answered in moments. Stand by. So their guests had paid in advance and had come from long distances away, anticipating a wonderful dining experience, waiting for dinner while we were behind the kitchen curtain, throwing it away. I know of the hours of labor that went into the preparation of that food. We asked the inspector if we could save the food for a private family event that we were having the next day, a personal family choice to use our own food. We were denied, as she was insulted that we would even consider endangering our family's health. I assured her
that
I had complete faith and trust in Giovanni, our chef, and the food that was prepared, obviously, or I wouldn't be wanting to serve it to our guests.
How do they eat the rest of the week, the rest of the year? Is this lady inspecting their meal every day? No, of course not.
I then asked if we couldn't feed the food to our public guests. If we couldn't feed the food to our public guests, even to our private family, then at least let us feed it to our pigs. What do you think the answer was?
No.
Hold on. They can't feed it to the pigs? It's so unsanitary, it can't go to swine.
She says, I think it should be a criminal action to waste any resource of the land. Being dedicated to our organic farm, we are forever looking for good inputs into our compost and soil and good food that can be fed to our animals. The animals in compost pile always get our leftover garden surplus and food, and we truly are trying to be as sustainable as possible. Again, a call to Susan. This is the bureaucrat who's there calls her boss to inquire about this, and another negative response. All right, so let me get this right, says the author here, the farmer. So the food that was raised here on our farm and selected and gathered from familiar local sources, cooked and prepared with skill and love, was even unfit to feed my pigs. Who gave them the right to tell me what I feed my animals? Not only were we denied the use of the food for any purpose, to ensure that it was truly unfit for feed of any kind, we were again threatened with police action if we did not only throw the food in the trash, but then, to add insult to injury, we were ordered to pour bleach on it.
It's crazy.
These people are sick, man. These government people, they're just freaks. They're so up on this pedestal over the most ridiculous thing.
Now the food is also unfit for
this
compost.
Gourmet food that they prepared for these people that traveled dozens, if not 100 miles to come eat this, now can't be served, can't be slopped to pigs. That's how crazy these people are. This is not the government keeping you safe. This is government agents drunk with power. And the fact that somebody wrote this down on a blog just goes to show that, you know, what is this? A 1 out of 100 people that deals with a situation like this might go through the trouble of writing it down. And then how many more of those things slip by and we don't see them? How often does this happen every single day that some government bureaucrat, lowly government bureaucrat, this woman has stepped well beyond her power and nothing will happen to her?
Of course not.
Or her boss. These people who have no power to order what they ordered. It's not worth going to court and spending tens of thousands of dollars to chase after this $1,000 meal or whatever they were forced to throw in the garbage, pour bleach over so pigs couldn't have it and they couldn't compost it to grow more stuff. I mean, this is truly disgusting.
It's insane. It's as insane as this situation could possibly be. Like, the only thing that would have been worse is if they lined them up and shot them.
Right, like the next step, right? I mean, it's just so unbelievable that these people can go home and live their lives okay with doing this to people.
The bureaucrats.
Yes.
They don't line people up and shoot them in the United States. They've gotten a better system. That system is they incarcerate them. This is the incarcerating this place on the planet. And then they make the rest of us pay for it for our own safety. They scare the bejesus out of us with the nightly news. Just watch the nightly news and you will be scared. It won't take long. If a building isn't on fire, somebody's shoving a gun in somebody else's face. And once you're sufficiently scared, you'll pay anything in order to stay safe, and then we'll throw people that serve farm fresh food to the guests in jail.
All right, more coming up here in moments. It's just a horrifying story, and would love to get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. She's shocked here. Who gave them the right to tell her what she can feed her pigs? Who was it anyway? It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may shop with us by starting your shopping experiences online at shop.freetalklive.com. We have links there to Amazon, Newegg, and some other great businesses that will allow you to get the things you're looking for in life and help Free Talk Live at the same time. So go to shop.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. That's shop.freetalklive.com. There's maybe a little more to say about this issue, but let's go to the phones here. You can take control of the airwaves. Davi Barker is on the line from California on Skype. Hey, Davi.
How's it going?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm listening to yesterday's episode, and you guys were talking about the Hoodie the Homeless Project, and there was some confusion, so I wanted to clarify.
Hoodie the Homeless, tell me about it.
So this is a project that we're doing as Bitcoin Not Bombs, and it's very simple. Essentially, Mass Appeal Inc. has offered us a discount on a discontinued orange hoodie if we buy the lot of 324 of them. And so we are raising the Bitcoin to purchase them because Mass Appeal Inc. is, as far as we know, the only screen printer that takes Bitcoin. So the goal is to raise the Bitcoin, to buy the hoodies, and to distribute them to the homeless in San Francisco, both to keep them warm this winter and also as a sort of a guerrilla outreach for Bitcoin.
You know, in San Francisco, a hoodie is useful during the summer, too. That place, you got to dress in layers.
Yeah, it is. It's cold in San Francisco.
Seriously?
Seriously, man. Wow.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it. California is warm, but because San Francisco is covered by ocean on three sides, it gets all of the coastal wind and it gets really cold. It's funny that this kind of goes back to what you guys are talking about bureaucrats kind of coming in and sticking their nose in where it isn't wanted. There's a guy in San Francisco named Larry Moore who they call the best-dressed shoeshine man in San Francisco. And he essentially got famous because he went from being a sort of a useless drunk to being an entrepreneur. And he was homeless, but he started selling shoe shines for $2, and he had this plan of raising the money he needed to get off the streets. And right around the time that he had the money, the state came in and they said that he needed to buy a $5,000 vending permit, and so they completely wiped him out. And this is one of the reasons why I say that Bitcoin is a good technology for homeless people as well, because when you live on the street, you don't have a lot of security, and Bitcoin is much more difficult to steal than dollars are.
Well, I mean, you could steal somebody's cell phone, and if they don't have, a code on the front, when you turn the phone on, you sometimes set up security.
Also security on blockchain.info.
On their app? I don't think
yes.
So.
I have to enter in a PIN number every time I use the app.
Oh, wow. Okay. I might have to look into that because I don't know if I've got that online.
Well, I mean, it's definitely easier to take, it's possible to take steps to protect yourself more than just having, like, your wallet stolen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. And Mark did just show me that apparently there is some sort of PIN option for the blockchain app, which is pretty cool. I did not know about that.
And so this point, if somebody had a Bitcoin app on their phone, a lot of people wouldn't know what that was anyway, and they might never even look at it.
Right. There are also some apps that are text message based, so you don't necessarily need a smartphone to have Bitcoin on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of homeless people do have sort of low tech, sort of like the old Nokia phone or something like that. So, I mean, it would be entirely possible for them to have their own sort of like internal economy using Bitcoin. But mainly it's about hoodies. Mainly it is about keeping them warm this winter. So I just wanted to point that out. You guys,
what was it that we got wrong, by the way? I'm curious. What do we?
You guys thought this was Sean's. I got a lot of love for Sean's Outpost, but they're doing different projects. Like, they've got the Satoshi Forest thing as a homeless shelter, and they're doing a lot of, like, homeless feedings.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry if I didn't make it clear. Yeah, it was definitely you guys that were doing. I thought Jason from Sean's Outpost said that it was you guys that were doing the homeless program.
Oh, he made. I just sort of wanted to explain what it was.
Okay. And where could someone go to help you with that, Dobby?
Well, BitcoinNotBombs.com has a landing page where there are three ways that you can contribute. There's a Bitcoin starter that works on where there's some perks at various levels of donation. We're also taking pre-orders for the BitcoinNotBombs t-shirt, and the price is set so that every t-shirt is one hoodie. If you buy a t-shirt, you have funded a hoodie. And also all of our general donations are going into this fund, too. So this is going to be until about mid-October.
Give our listeners a basic concept of Bitcoin Not Bombs. What is it?
Sure. We are a platform for charities in the Bitcoin economy to sort of launch their first Bitcoin fundraising effort. And then we connect them with commercial clients that accept Bitcoin so that once they have all their Bitcoin donations, they have a place that they can spend them without cashing out. So, for example, Mass Appeal, Inc. is the commercial client that's helping us out here. They're a screen printer that takes Bitcoin. So it was sort of a natural fit for this project.
Awesome. So Bitcoin.bombs, was it .org?
.com.
Oh, .com. Very good. Well, Dobby, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the info. And those guys do some great work. Dobby, of course, is a Free State Project participant. And like the three of us, he will at some point be moving himself and his activism to New Hampshire, which I think is pretty exciting. And you can learn more about that, of course, at freestateproject.org. The idea being a simple one. Let's get people who love liberty together all in the same place so that when terrible governmental aggressions happen, like what happened to these poor folks on the farm that were trying to have a nice dinner with one another, that we could stand up for everybody because... that everybody could stand up for everybody else. Because essentially that, to me, is the answer to this lady's question, the one who was writing this article. You know, she was shocked when this government bureaucrat shows up and demands that they destroy this beautiful dinner that they were in the process of creating for dozens of guests. They had to throw it all in the garbage. And then, in addition to that, pour bleach into the garbage cans just to make sure that after the bureaucrat didn't leave, they didn't pull it out of the garbage can and then feed it to the pigs.
Yeah, they didn't want to pull a George Costanza and pull that eclair out of the garbage and eat it.
Yeah, I can't imagine how, really, that's what they thought, was that they were going to pull a bunch of food out of a bunch of garbage cans and put it out in front of a bunch of foodies.
No, put it in front of the pigs.
Right, well, that's ridiculous, though. I mean, what kind of USDA inspector person doesn't want pigs to get fed slop food? What do you think the pigs of America eat?
It was, it seems to me like it was just a power trip. Like, how dare these people even question anything that we, the bureaucrats, say? You know, we're not even going to allow you to feed it to your pigs. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Like, you feed your food scraps to the animals. That's what a lot of people do that have pigs or chickens. You just, whatever's left over, whatever you're not going to eat, you throw it in a bucket and you bring it out to the animals.
Every person who has a pig feeds its scraps.
Yeah.
I mean, down to the smallest point of a percentage. The smallest point. Because, I mean, that's what pigs are for. That's what they've always been for. Eating your scraps.
So I went and I dug a little bit further on this story because it is a little old. It came from 2011. And I found a Daily Kos version or Daily Kos version of this.
I've never known how to pronounce that.
That actually... Because I was looking at this post on adistinctiveworld.net, and scrolling down through here, they have photos. So somebody did have it in their mind to start taking pictures during this situation.
Thank goodness.
They got one picture of this bureaucrat, Mary Oakes, who in the photo is holding up her own camera to block the camera of the farm person who was trying to take
the
picture.
Isn't she proud of her protecting these citizens? You know,
she doesn't work for you.
And then there's another one of them about to pour the bleach on this garbage can full of food, and then another one of a can full or a bucket full of farm fresh vegetables that right before it was being destroyed. I mean, this is not slop. You were just using that as a term for feed for pigs. This is beautiful carrots, tomatoes, grapes, oranges, onions. I mean,
probably way better than what you would find in any grocery store. That's for sure.
Once this this gourmet food hit the garbage can, it became slop.
I see what you're saying there. Right. I could tell you what, I wouldn't have a problem taking any of this food out, washing it off,
interesting,
and then eating it.
Interestingly, really the only food you'd have to worry about is what is sort of
on
around
the
edges
right.
of the garbage can, right?
Yeah.
So any of the food that's sitting on the food
it's totally
is fine.
Yeah. And the bureaucrat knows that, which is one of the reasons why she demanded they pour bleach all over it.
Speaking, Marcus, of the Costanza taking the eclair thing,
yeah.
I used to work, my first job out of prison was a dishwasher at a restaurant. And you'd be surprised how much things like, you know, I went 8 years more or less without steak. You'd be surprised how many people just leave steak that goes by. Did I eat chunks of steak as it went by? You better believe
we'll
I did.
We'll come back with more. Hour 2's next. I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design
design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.